Okay, let's now look at a more specific concern that is potentially affecting young children amid this pandemic. In Korea, there have been reports that young children have been showing delayed language acquisition due to mask wearing, preventing them from hearing sounds clearly and from reading lips. To learn more about these possible concerns, we have joining us on the line now Dr. David Lefkowitz, a senior scientist at Yale University's Haskin Laboratories and a professor adjunct in the Yale Child Study Center. Dr. David Lefkowitz, thank you for your time today.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, I understand that you conducted a study in 2012 about how infants and preschool children acquire language skills. Can you tell us about your findings?
Certainly. In this particular study, what we did is we tested babies between 4 and 12 months of age at two-month intervals. So these were 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12-month-old babies, as well as adults for comparison. And we did something really quite simple, which is we showed them videos, 1-minute-long videos, of a person who was simply talking, reciting a monologue. And during the time, what we did is we recorded their attention by using a device called an eye tracker, which enables you to precisely track where someone's visual attention goes. And of course, the objective in this particular study was to determine whether or not babies might be interested in the talker's mouth. Mm. What we discovered was something really quite intriguing, which was that initially at 4 months of age, very young babies were primarily interested in the talker's eyes. So the young babies were not really interested in the person's mouth. And then between 4 and 8 months of age, something really quite remarkable happens in that babies gradually shift their attention away from the talker's eyes to the mouth. So by 8 months of age, babies are now spending more time looking at the talker's mouth, and essentially they begin to lip read. At 10 months, they do so even more.
Right. So your conclusion is essentially that babies look at the mouth and they mimic what they see, and they also interpret what the mouth is doing and lip read. And that's essential for their speech and language, for their own speech and language development as well.
Yes. In essence, that would be our conclusion. And indeed, you know, there are data from our other laboratories, not our laboratory, but from other laboratories, that show that there is a relationship between the degree to which babies lip read when they begin to do so and subsequent development of their speech and language abilities. So there is this relationship. So it appears indeed, as you just stated, that we humans, when we are growing, when we're developing as babies, profit from having access, concurrent access to visual cues while we're listening to speech, definitely.
Okay, so then how much do you think mask wearing of the last year could have affected the development of language skills in children? Are such concerns, as I mentioned earlier, about delayed language acquisition a real phenomenon that we might be seeing?
Right. Well, of course, you know, that's a really huge question right now, and a very important one. And it turns out that it's a really complex question. And the reason for that is because, first of all, we actually don't know the answer to it yet, because, you know, the studies that we need and the data that we need are not available yet. I know there are a number of labs that are studying this as we speak. But in general, I will say that, you know, if you were to ask me to predict whether or not masking has some negative effects on the development of speech and language, I suppose that based on what we know today, I would say it may have some detrimental effects. But the good news is that one of the factors that sort of can in many ways help babies overcome this challenge is the fact that they have very plastic brains. Mm. And what that means is that, you know, their nervous system is still developing very rapidly, and it is able to adapt to lots of different kinds of conditions and challenges. So what that means is, in essence, for parents, is that babies who may, let's say a young baby goes to daycare and spends, let's say, 2 or 3 or 4 days a week for several hours a day in daycare where their caregivers are wearing masks. Of course, those babies will be deprived of those kinds of cues that they normally get in the mouth. But the good news is that they're also spending a lot of time at home. And at home, of course, they're exposed to people who are not wearing masks. So the idea is that they can overcome that sort of deprivation, if you will, of visual information by having parents, you know, speak to them while they're looking at them and really exaggerate their visual speech, if you will, when they're interacting with them.
So would that be your advice for parents then, that when they're at home, to make sure that you're not wearing a mask, and then, as you said, exaggerate perhaps the movement of the mouth when you're talking to children? And what advice could you give to others, such as caretakers of infants at preschool?
Right. Well, you know, one of the questions that has come up, or one of the recommendations that has been made, certainly by the Centers for Disease Control in the United States, is that caregivers wear transparent masks, for example, you know, made out of plastic, so that, you know, babies and children, young children, could see the caregiver's face. And while this is a very, very reasonable and logical sort of a recommendation, unfortunately, that recommendation is not based on any real data, because, as I said, we don't have real solid empirical evidence. And I do know of one study, by the way, that is not published yet, but it's about to be published. It's now in the press in a journal called Developmental Science by some scientists at the University of Singapore, where they actually compared, they looked at two-year-old children, and they looked at their ability to recognize words from faces that were either wearing a transparent mask or a real mask, the kind of mask that we would wear normally, through which you cannot see, opaque mask, and unmasked face. So basically, imagine the experiment runs as follows. It's very simple. Baby sits in front of a computer monitor. They see someone come on the screen, and they'll say a particular word like ball or cat. And then on the screen on each side, the baby will see the ball on one side and the cat on the other. And so when the baby hears one of those two words, typically by 2 years of age, babies will look at the correct object. So they will match what they're hearing with what the object is on the screen. Well, it turns out what these researchers found was that, and rather surprising, that the babies did worse when the actor that the baby saw on the screen was wearing a transparent mask. And those findings are rather surprising on the one hand, but on the other hand, they're not that surprising, because it turns out that, you know, plastic masks actually reflect a lot of light.
Right.
It's actually difficult to see them through them sometimes. You know, they reflect light, they diffract light. You can't see colors as well. It's hard to see movement through them. So I'm not sure that that's the solution to the problem.
Sure. So that might not be the answer, but we perhaps need to look more into this. Well, we appreciate your insights today, Dr. Lefkowitz, and thank you for coming on the show to tell us more about it.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to Dr. David Lefkowitz, senior scientist at Yale University's Haskin Laboratories.